Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey folks, what's going on? We're live here at the Consumer Electronics Show, right in front of the Dish Network booth. Live, coming to you from the Consumer Electronics Show. And it's been a really great show here so far. Scott, what do you think?
Oh yeah, it's been an enjoyable show. Not too much for us to see this year, satellite related, since everything was canceled at the last minute. But we're here at the Dish Network booth. We're having a great time at the CES. Wish you were here. By the way, if you are at CES and you are hearing this, come on down to the booth and see us. We'd love to meet you. So, Bob, what did you see at the show that you liked?
I really liked the LCD HD that they got going on here. We're in front of the LG booth, and that seems to be the thing this year is everybody's selling HDTVs. Not only are they selling the HDTVs, but they're pushing 1080 progressive.
One of the weird things about this year's CES is I don't think there's any one item that I saw that stands out from the rest. Everything is basically on the same level this year, which is kind of, last year with the iPhone, everybody walked away talking about the iPhone, but this year there's no real big product nobody's talking about.
Yeah, that's everything's kind of on the same page, and you know, it's kind of nice to see that for once.
Okay. Well, right now we can take call-ins. The number is 347-205-9051. Again, the number 347-205-9051. Give us a call and talk to me and Goalie Bob. We're going to have some special guests stopping by here in a little bit at the Dish Network booth at the Consumer Electronics Show. Hopefully you guys are hearing us. During the week, we've had a lot of internet connectivity issues here in the convention center. So we've had a lot of problems with the internet, so hopefully you hear us fine. If not, we're going to make the recording of this available after the show is done later on this afternoon. We got a lot of people in the chat room. We got 19 people in the chat room right now. Let's see. Okay, there's someone saying the volume's a little low. Unfortunately, we have no control over the volume. We're sending out our mic levels are very high. We're looking at them on the monitor here. It's all Blog Talk Radio guys to control our volume. So let's see. Do we got anybody on the phone yet? Nobody there yet. Once again, the number 347-205-9051. Bob, we saw the Dish 222. It wasn't announced. There was no press release about it. But it looks to be one of the most interesting technologies coming from Dish Network. You got a chance to interview them about that, and what do you like about it?
I like the fact that it was two tuners, you know, one TV, and, you know, it's really cool, and I think a lot of people are going to like it, and it's going to be probably a replacement in the future for the 622.
Yeah, and one of the most interesting things about it was actually being able to stream HD to a second TV, or even better, streaming it to your computer. And full 1080i, and if they get that to market, that's going to be an incredible product. I know I'd want a couple of those, and I could actually eliminate a couple receivers from my account with that because I've got so many HDTVs. Also, you got to see the new Pocket Dish, the Arcos products. What did you think of those?
I think the Arcos products are excellent. It's going to be somebody perfect for somebody who's on the go. And, you know, I like the increased hard drive space that they've added to it. And also, it's real nice now. They don't have that Dish brand anymore, so you can use any Arcos now.
Right now in the chat room, we got a question asked to us. No news on USA or Sci-Fi Channel yet. The question was if we heard any news on that. They're really waiting for the new rockets to go up, the new satellites. But I would not be surprised to see some new channels within the next few weeks here. They're just finalizing some things, but there's no definite hard date on that. Another question in the chat room, and if you're not in the chat room, come on and join us in the chat room. blogtalkradio.com/satellite guys and click on the chat icon. You don't need to register. You just come in as a guest. But the other question we have in the chat room here is any additional news about the rumor of an HD-only package? I've talked to a few people about it, and they kind of looked at me like, how do you know about that? And that's as far as they went with it. They don't really want to comment on it. But I would expect that $29 HD package that I've been talking about, I would expect that coming soon from Dish Network. It's just not something they're ready to announce yet. The other thing that they weren't ready to announce yet, even though they announced it, was the $10 HD package. Well, what's in the $10 HD package? Nobody knows. They haven't announced any channels that are going to be in there. Don't forget, you can call in us live. We're here on the show floor at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. The call-in number is 347-205-9051. Again, the number 347-205-9051. I'm Scott Kraskowski, and here's Goalie Bob with some more.
Hey, guys, what's going on? You know, we got here in the chat room that Dish is going to miss the launch of WWE HD. I keep tuned. Maybe we get a nice little surprise out of that.
Yeah, Dish Network is going to be carrying the Royal Rumble and pay-per-view in high definition. And I've talked to a couple people about, you know, them doing the pay-per-view and how the regular show is going to be in HD and how it's the number one rated show on cable television and satellite. And they kind of looked at me, and because we know that they have the two channels uplinked, and it could just be a matter of time before they hit the switch there. We got a couple guests coming down the line now. I see Brian from Satellite AV walking down with coffee in hand. We'll be having him on the show in a couple minutes. Also, I see Leslie Harper in back of me. She'll be coming online with us in just a couple minutes as well. You're listening to Satellite Guys Radio. Again, the call-in number, and feel free to call, guys. It's 347-205-9051. Let's see. We got a couple questions. Does the Pocket Dish handle HD? No, it does not. It does not do HD right now. But someone who knows a bit about satellite is here now. We got Brian from Satellite AV. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Scott?
Well, what did you see at the show that you like so far this year?
You know, I think the main convergence that we're seeing that's really developing this year is the distribution of product throughout the house using a LAN connection. You know, you may have one central server, and then all of your products are tying into that server. You know, we saw the emergence here about 2 years ago, and at that point it was just a computer, and they were trying to make it do something new. But this year, you know, you're seeing all the devices in the house, where each room can just have a separate little receiver to access all your content from a media library or from live sources.
Now, many people don't know this, but Brian's also the guy behind the scenes of Glory Star. And Glory Star is a really interesting service. For those of you who don't know, it's a free Christian-based service. You use a free-to-air receiver type setup. Brian, can you tell our listeners who are not familiar with Glory Star a little bit more about it?
Sure. Glory Star's mission is really to spread the gospel around the world. Glory Star is a free Christian satellite service. It provides the most channels of any Christian satellite service up there, and soon it will be the only Christian satellite service up on the satellite. Now, what we're looking at is a lot of people are trying to figure out how to put content into people's homes at an acceptable cost. We're putting the program into people's homes at no cost. So, you know, a lot of times people are trying to figure out how can we distribute cheaper, how can we, you know, put a product into someone's home at a lower price. We're looking at how we can put more units into people's homes, and really that's the biggest challenge that we have right now, is people just don't know about us yet.
If people were interested in Glory Star, how do they find out more information about it?
That'd be www.glorystar.tv.
Excellent. Also, I understand you're working on some new stuff. Can you let us in on a little of what you're working on with Glory Star.
Sure, certainly. Number one, you know, our goal is to work outside of North America. North America was a real difficult market, really, to start the Glory Star product in, because, you know, we're in a society where programming has a value, and that programming value is based on the subscription cost. You know, we were first handed cable. We were then handed other subscription satellite services. And so the consensus is, if the product is worth having in your home and viewing, you have to pay a subscription fee. Well, with that in mind, we're looking at having partners around other parts of the world. Right now, we're proud to, or we're happy to say that we now have distributorships, partners in Asia and in Africa. So you're going to be seeing Glory Star branded products available now because we're not developing products specifically for North America. We're trying to find a solution that's going to work worldwide for us. We've just signed some contracts. We're going to be announcing in the next couple of weeks. We're bringing out satellite equipment that is specifically designed for Glory Star. We're still retaining free-to-air capabilities, so the hobbyists can still buy our equipment, and receive, all the other channels that are up there for free, they're still they're going to be starting to get experiences that they will only get on GloryStar equipment. We are working with a program content, excuse me, a programming guide content company, and you will soon see a on-screen live video on Galaxy 25 of the GloryStar channels, as well as an EPG for all of those channels.
Some very interesting things you can do there with that. I'm going to check the chat room real quick and see if anybody has any questions for Brian. If you have any questions for Brian, please put them in the chat room, and we'll be happy to ask him. Or you can give me 347-205-9051. That number again is 347-205-9051. And just to give you guys a warning, we're at the Dish Network booth, and directly across the hall from us is the LG booth. And approximately 30 seconds or so, they're going to have their hourly fashion show. And when the hourly fashion show kicks in, it gets really, really loud in here. So hopefully you'll be able to hear us fine, but if not, you'll be able to hear what's going on at the LG booth. And you remember, life's good. So, Brian, what's going on with Satellite AV? You got any new products coming along the line on that end?
Yeah, we've been the product that we're going to be introducing for GloryStar is going to be also released as a new Satellite AV product. We're coming out with a PVR-capable receiver. There's been a lot of talk of what people like to see and don't like to see in their units, and so we're taking all that into consideration. I think we're going to have a box that's very strong for the hobbyists as for GloryStar. We've been looking at a lot of people who probably follow your forum probably have weighed in on the monoblock. And we're very close to coming out with a multi-room system. At this point, though, as much effort and as much as I want to say that we've developed the monoblock system, the geographic area of North America is just too large for us to give reliable reception throughout Canada, U.S., Mexico, the Caribbean, with a standard monoblock. So we're working on a very interesting solution that you're going to see very shortly that's going to be able to feed as many rooms as you need with that system. Now, of course, a lot of hobbyists will be very interested in that system because it is going to be the smallest LMB like we currently have, but with multiple outputs.
All right, let me just check the chat room real quick. Bob, do we have any questions?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Come on, guys. Get on the horn and ask us some questions here. You can go into the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/satellite guys, and there's a chat button there. You can go in the chat room, or you can give us a call at 1-347-205-9051. Now, where you're calling is New York City, in case you're wondering where you're calling long distance. You're not going to get billed $2 a minute or anything like that, but you're calling a regular long-distance call to New York City. For upcoming live broadcasts, we're going to get an 800 number so you guys don't pay anything at all. But it's really great here. What's some of the interesting things that you saw that you really like? What's one product that you saw on the floor here that stood out?
Wow. Maybe something that doesn't directly apply to satellite?
Anything. The big TVs, 3D TVs.
I think we all want one of those 150-inch plasmas hanging on our wall. But, you know, the reality is we've seen those come, and they're just getting bigger and bigger, and I'm afraid that I may not have a wall on my house big enough to hang it soon. A really cool product that I saw was a USB card that was in the form of a credit card. Not only is it just a flat USB card, but it also has ID identification for reporting back. An application that I can think of in the satellite industry is now that we're sending out receivers with USB connectability for upgrading software, that sort of thing, we just send this card out. When you receive your installer and your system and you want to have the newest firmware on it, then you would just take this card, insert it in your box, and if it doesn't have the latest firmware on it, you insert in your PC, it would automatically connect to our site, download the latest version, you put it in your box, and it's all pretty seamless. Instead of making someone go to a website, make sure they're downloading the right version, this would just be the opportunity to offer your customer the latest firmware upon installation.
Well, I hear the LG show starting to kick in, so
I know, I was looking for...
Okay. I think we're back. We are back live. Sorry about that. We were going to take a break there. So LG show is still continuing at the moment, but we are here. We got Brian. We got Leslie Harper standing in the background somewhere. She's going to be coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to give everybody a chance to rejoin us who got disconnected. We do apologize about disconnection because we are live here in the hall, and the internet keeps going up and down in here, so we do apologize to that for you. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome back to Satellite Guys live from the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, Bob, we got quite a fashion show going on across the hall. What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, we got a chick walking in a nice hot red dress right now, and, you know, it's pretty hard to compete with over here, but, you know, we'll do our best to make sure you guys get the best experience here that we can provide you.
Now we are waiting on Leslie Harper. We understand she's not feeling too well, but she's going to try making the effort to get over here, so we do appreciate that. We got Parker McConaughey coming over in a little while as well. Right now, we got Brian here from Satellite AV, and he's over there looking at the LG display. Pretty impressive display this year. Look at for people at home, you can't see this. They got monitors set up, and it's just an amazing, amazing display. But how they animated all these monitors to look like it's one continuous monitor.
Yeah, it's very incredible. I mean, the displays that you see here are just, I mean, we are at the world's largest consumer electronics show. And they definitely pull the stops when they come here. It's amazing. And, you know, the opportunity not to just, you know, meet new potential customers or, you know, like for myself, going over the Hilton, that's my favorite place to hang out. Because those are the manufacturers, you know, they may not even have a rep on the floor that speaks English, but they have a brochure. And they have a concept, and it's really exciting. You know, then you come into this hall where everything's polished. It's 3 years later after you saw the product over at the Hilton. But here, you know, you have the glam, the glitz, everything that makes that product sell. It's amazing.
I can't believe how large the show is. If you've never been here before, to say it's 12 or 13 football fields in size is actually an underestimation. I forget how many million square feet this is. But it's almost impossible for any person to walk and see everything here at the show. To change the subject a second, we had a great meeting last night with DirecTV. We had a three-hour-long dinner meeting with them, and some great things are coming from DirecTV and Satellite Guys. So looking for that. And right now I'm going to toss it over to Bob and see if Bob has anything going on. And he's been watching the chat room. And I know Bob's... Well, he's been watching the chat room, but looking over at the ladies on the stage over there. Let's put it that way. Bob, what's going on in the chat room?
We got a couple questions. Will Arcos down-convert HD to SD?
Not at the moment. We asked that question, and there could be a possible software update that would allow it to down-convert the HD to be viewable on the new Pocket Dish units, the Arcos units. They're actually going to phase out the Pocket Dish name, so I guess I'm kind of stuck on calling them that, but they're actually the Arcos units now. Kind of interesting there. Person wants to know if we're going to see any free interactive movies anytime soon, and I'm assuming that's on Dish Network. And the answer to that is I really don't have a good answer for that. They said it was up to the studios if they wanted to give the movies away for free. So it's not something that Dish Network can automatically say, let's give free content and start doing. Guest 337 in the room is asking... DirecTV wants to know more details. Well, one of the things that we worked with DirecTV last night is we're going to be opening up a new forum on Satellite Guys for satellite installers. And it's going to be publicized by DirecTV. So DirecTV is going to tell their installers for tips on how to install, do other things like that. We're going to be doing that. And it's going to be a really nice forum for them there so they can come in and learn all the latest tips and technologies on how to do that. It's something very proud of, and we're also working on a number of other things. We talked about the CE program We talked about release notes and all kinds of things like that. And all those things will be coming in 2008 to Satellite Guys, and I'm very happy to see it. It was a very, very good dinner meeting, and I'm very proud of all the work that went into it. Bob met with them yesterday. I met with them. We had all the Satellite Guys crew here. We had 8 Satellite Guys staff members here at the 2008 CES show this year, and it was an impressive turnout. We do have call-in lines, folks. I can see that we have a lot of listeners right now. And we also have 34 people in the chat room right now. So pick up the phone and give us a call and talk to me and Bob. The number is 347-205-9051. And right now I see Parker McConaughey walking up. And he's got a coffee in hand. And Parker McConaughey's with the I'll let him explain his job to you.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing? I'm part of the corporate communications team with Dish Network and Echo Star, and we're just here having a great time at the show.
Well, you guys made a number of announcements here this year, but what do you think is the biggest announcement for Dish Network?
Well, I think obviously that the fact that we're going to get to 100 HD channels and be in 100 local markets with HD capability here in 2008 is huge. Our customers, we had a lot of questions about it. We also think the TR boxes, which are the digital to analog converter boxes, have also been very popular to talk about. That's what we really like here.
Yeah, one of the big questions on Satellite Guys, one of the most exciting products for the readers, has actually been the TR50 box, which is not a satellite receiver. It's being put out by EchoStar, which is now separate from Dish Network. Can you explain to the listeners at home a little bit more about the TR50 and what the plans are for it?
Sure, MPEG 2, MPEG 4, so it's HD, it's a DVR, it's a digital to analog converter box. And while we don't have pricing structure set up for it yet, it's going to provide basically, and it's going to be a digital to analog TV solution, but also a DVR. So just getting the product out there.
Now, has the specs of it been finalized yet as far as like how big the hard drive is going to be in it and things like that? Do you know any of the details?
I can't say that it's going to have a really big hard drive, but coming out and say what it is yet, still being determined, but we do know it's going to be really big.
It is an exciting product, and if you look at it, it looks just like one of the Dish Network DVRs, but you don't need satellite service for it. It's one of the first new products from EchoStar, and we're going to see a lot of new products coming from EchoStar that don't necessarily have to be with satellite. Is that correct?
There's going to be a lot of new products out there. I don't have a lot of information about them yet, but from what I hear, it's going to be great stuff.
Okay, so with the big announcements and the new technology shown on the floor here at the Dish Network booth, what's your favorite thing that you've seen network booth? What's your favorite technology that you've seen here?
Obviously, we're real big, we're really excited about Sling. And so having the Sling Solo here, just being able to see it and operate it, we love. I'm a DVR guy still. I have a hard time watching regular television. I don't have the patience for it. And so just having the 722 here and being able to talk about DVR technology, maybe I'm a traditionalist now, but DVR.
Now, one of the most exciting things to me, and I'm a geek, I'm a nerd, I admit it, you know, is that you have the 222 being shown on the floor. It wasn't officially announced, but it is here being shown. And how long do you think we'll see that in the market? Another year or somewhere around there? That's a really exciting product.
You 222, or you mean 211K or 2?
Well, the 222, which is back there showing streaming right now from to a laptop to probably about a year for that. Would that be safe speaking, a year or so?
It really hasn't been determined yet. I don't know one way or the other.
That's a really exciting product, and I know a lot of people are going to be looking forward to that. To be able to offer two HD TVs at the same time from one box, and it's technology that you're only going to see from Dish Network, you know. Even though we met with DirecTV yesterday and had a great time with them, that there's some of the stuff that Dish still does is so impressive compared to apples when you compare the products together. And it's a great job you guys are doing in that.
Well, and that's why, you know, when you ask me what one of some of my favorite things in the booth, I go back to the 722 because it's great technology. It's got a huge HD hard drive. It's got a huge hard drive and HD recording hours. And, you know, we continue to find new ways to interface with our old technology to make that better. Create new technology. I mean, external hard drive, feature that a lot of our customers absolutely love. Now you're attaching ARCOS to it so that you can take your content, you know, transfer your content. It's on the go. Sling, it's just more technology, and it, you know, complements you know, great programming. So it's a lot of fun.
Now if we can go a little bit and talk about Sling. I know they got their own booth, but you know a lot about Sling. Some of the things they introduced here was the Pro Unit. Now, the Pro Unit will actually let you do HD inside your house. They talked about the Sling Catcher, which is coming out second quarter of this year. And also here in the Dish Network booth, we've seen the Sling Player Solo. Can you tell us a little bit about the Solo for people who don't know about it?
Well, you know, Sling Catcher Solo is a basic Sling product, only it's also HD.